I always wonder why my daddy, when he died, he was 68, and why he had started so many different things, you know, and never finished nothing. Now I know why. Because he never finished something, and before he started on something, he worked a little bit on this and a little bit on that, and so when he died, he had so many things unfinished, and I always wonder why, but now I know why. Because he had so many things he was trying to do at the same time.
Yep.
That's the trouble when you start with one thing and you don't go right straight and finish it. That's it.
Yeah. Did y'all used to keep the yard swept and stuff like that?
Well, where we was, it had grass. And, but I tell you, we had cars and we had horses. And we never had a whole lot of flowers or nothing like that planted. Mama would have a little place where she'd plant. But we turned loose the cow and the horse in there and let them cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
But we never had nothing like a lawnmower or nothing like that. They got a certain kind of grass out there. They tell me wherever my great-grandfather used to see it, he'd go take his hoe and dig it and go plant it over there for his horses.
Mm.
And I'll tell you one thing, if they got one little spot somewhere and that cow see it, that cow going for it. And the horse the same way. They keep it cut down and every time it sprouts a little bit, that's what they want. And you can't pull it out. That thing is hard to pull out. Man, you try to pull one of them things out, no way. And they'll get there and clip the top. And they tell me my great-grandfather, any way he'd see that thing, he'd dig it up and go plant it over there on his place. I said, that son of a bitch sure didn't know what he was doing. Because you try to get rid of it, you can't. There's no way.
Yeah. Down the road there, I saw there's just a kind of a nice little place where animals are grazing. That's called a...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my boy. That in that pasture on that side.
Yeah.
That's for my boy. He's got that.
Yeah.
He bought that piece of land. Got 6 acres, I believe it is. They had 7, but they kept one with that house that's right on the corner over there, on the corner of the road. They kept an acre. I wish he could have bought the whole thing. Make it one square piece, like, you know, the house wouldn't be there. And cut it up like.
There are lots of new buildings around here, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. Man, they didn't have but a handful of buildings around here when I was a little boy. It's old houses, old people, and all that.
Well, how would you get to, you know, in them houses with two stories, how did you get from the first story to the second one?
Well, most of them had a stair inside of them.
Yeah. Did you ever see one that would have them on the outside? Them old outside?
No, not that I can remember. It would be mostly inside because we had one like at home. We had a little room on the side where they had the stair that would go upstairs. Like I told you about them boys coming from college and all that. They had the place fixed up upstairs one time before they built their house. They'd go up them stairs. And there would be nothing but junk in there. Even my daddy had a trunk, and when he got married and when we moved over here after 1915 storm, he still had his marbles in that trunk when he was a young boy. He gave them to us after he moved over here. His marbles, he still had his marbles. Well, he had a big trunk and he had all that in there, you see.